Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy on the practice fields behind Gillette Stadium. We're on Wednesday. The Pats held day two of their 2015 mandatory minicamp. And once again, we heard from head coach Bill Belichick.
You get a couple running backs in Deion Lewis and Tyler Gaffney. Haven't been on the field in quite a while. So it's kind of what you're going to see from them in the spring.
Tyler was here last year, so he's got a pretty good head start on what we're doing. But Deion's done a good job. It's good to have them. I think they'll be competitive in the group. We'll see how it goes.
Is Deion the player that you like coming out of Pittsburgh? Is he the guy you've watched
for the rest of his career? He's missed some time lately, so we'll see where he's at. But he's had a good spring.
Bill, how has Jabal Sheard acclimated so far?
Good. Done a good job. He's a little different system than what he's been in, but he's played on his feet, on his feet, played down, both sides. So he's got a lot of exposure to different things, but he's been good.
What are some of the signs that you notice when a player is starting to kind of catch on here? Someone that hasn't been here in a while, what are some of the things that you look for to kind of know that he's grasping?
When they don't make mistakes. Yeah, when they, can play aggressively, start communicating the calls and don't have mistakes. We go fast out there. We got a lot of noise. We got, pressure on assignments and different adjustments against our offense. If they can get that right, then they can probably get right, what we'll play against with somebody else. So it's hard out there. They do a good job.
Bill, how much versatility has Robert McClain shown, both in what you know from the past and what he's been able to do out here this spring?
Good. We've used him a lot of different spots, inside, outside, in the nickel spot, special teams. He's a smart kid, works really hard. One of our hardest workers. He needs to be versatile, and he is.
Was it to have someone like Devin in the secondary with all of his experience at both corner and safety when he's turned over some of the roster back there, especially the cornerback, just to have that kind of veteran presence?
Well, it's always good to have. We play against a lot of different offenses, a lot of different matchups, so it's always good to have versatile players back there.
Speaking of versatility, a guy like Bolden plays on special teams and running back and whatnot. How can I speak on his versatility and how much he means to you?
Yeah, he plays on all four downs. I mean, he's a good early down back, he's a good third down back, and he's a good fourth down back. So one of our best special teams players, certainly one of our best offensive special teams players, along with Slater. Yeah, he's a very valuable guy. He fills a lot of roles and smart, doesn't need a lot of reps, and he's got a lot of experience. So he's...
Bradley Fletcher coming along.
Good. He's got a lot of experience. He's played a lot of football, just not for us. So he's getting there.
Is he in a sort of a different situation in terms of versatility than Robert? I mean, has he done as much in the secondary as Robert, played different positions?
He's played more on the perimeter, and he's played a lot. He's played a lot more than Robert has in terms of his playing time, snaps. I'd say McClain's probably played more different positions. But, they're kind of – they don't really play the same position. They do, but they don't.
Competition's picking up, Bill, while there. A little bit of Josh, a little there, but
– Yeah, we don't really need that. We're just – trying to teach things. The competition will start in training camp. There'll be plenty of it there. So these guys want to get after it and hit somebody. There'll be plenty of chances in training camp, more than they want.
Bill, the last couple of days, the activity and the stress that I guess you kind of create in this environment, what do you take away from the way the practices have gone the last 2 days compared to the first few weeks of OTAs in terms of what you set out to accomplish each day?
Well, I think it just gives us a little better evaluation of how the players are handling things mentally, their assignments. There's more things they got to worry about, and the communication. And the communication as a team from the signal callers on out to, each of the different groups of players. It's not an evaluation of the physical part, but it's an evaluation of the mental part and their ability to think quickly, process information, handle different situations, and communicate individually and as a group.
For someone like Richards, who missed time because of Stanford's schedule and has come in. How quickly has he been able to pick things up? He's very active out there for the three end.
Good, yeah. He's really smart. You know, we gave him some information to work on while he was away. He's obviously studied it and worked hard at it. And as a, you know, for a guy who was in here, he had a pretty good idea of, you know, what we were doing. He kept up on the installation, and he's done a good job out on the field. But he's, you know, he's smart. He communicates well. He had a lot of playing experience in college, of course, but that seems to be transferring pretty quickly out here.
Bill, I'm sorry if you've already been asked about Jake Beckett and his transition a little bit over the other side of the ball. What have you seen from him so far in terms of how he's picked it up?
You know, Jake works hard. I think he's really into it. You know, he wanted to do it, wants to do it. He's worked really hard at it. The techniques are different, but he played on the end of the line on defense, so, you know, he has some familiarity with that kind of spacing over there, if you will, and what it looks like on the other side of the ball. But, you know, athletic in the passing game. He's got good size and playing strength. I mean, we'll see how it goes in training camp, but he's made a lot of progress. I think he'll be ready to compete at that position as well as on defense. Obviously, we know he can play defense. He spent a lot of time over there. So, you know, we'll see how it all goes as we, you know, get into pads and get into competition and contact. But I think he's in good position to compete.
To a layperson, you know, you guys are out here with no numbers on, he doesn't look like a defensive end, outside linebacker, playing tight end. Had you seen that ability from him prior to putting him over there?
You know, well, we had some depth issues at training camp in really the last couple of years, and so on the scout team in practice when our defense was practicing, and, you know, he was on a practice squad this year, he wasn't going to be active for the game, then he would take reps at tight end, and so that kind of caught our eye, and, you know, he runs well, quarterback's through to him, he caught it, you know, did a competitive job blocking, so, you know, we just felt like he's had enough time on defense. And he's a smart kid. It's not like learning's an issue for him. So felt like he'd spent enough time on defense that we'd put a lot of time in on offense and see where he could get to there and then evaluate it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. When you guys drafted Joe Cardona in the fifth round, there was some uncertainty as to whether he would even be available to you guys this year. Where do things stand in terms of that his situation and his availability to you for the season?
You know, we'll see.
Nothing concrete at this time that you know you'll definitely...
I mean, he's been here for pretty much everything that we've done. So, I mean, ultimately, that's not really our decision. But, you know, the Navy's been very cooperative in terms of his responsibilities. But he's in the Navy. He's on duty. He's, you know, it's not like he's getting out of anything. He's active. But we've been able to work the schedules out. So we'll see how it goes.
Guys, let's take two more.
How much more do you feel like you want to get done? You've had the 12 practices between the 10 OTAs and these two mini camps. I mean, do you feel like you've pretty much covered everything, or is there always more you can do?
See, we've got a lot of stuff in. You know, we've done a lot of things. We've gotten into more situation football each day. So, you know, we'll just keep building on that. But, you know, it's good to expose them to it once, and then the next time around, hopefully it'll come a little bit quicker. But I mean, we're not going to conquer the world this week, but we can just keep pushing forward on all the basic situations, and then as many of those extra ones as we can get to, it just put us that much further ahead down the road.
And I guess the last question is you get a small window as a football coach, I think, to get a break just based on the way the schedule goes. Training camp starts late July. Are you looking forward to a break after this one, for you personally, just to help you come back early, late July and be at your best as head coach? Does that help you know what I mean, to break away?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think it does. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we've had a busy off season. It's never really stopped since, you know, being in Arizona. We've got a lot done. It's got a long way to go, but yeah, it'll be good to just be able to get caught up on some personal stuff and, so relax a little bit. Hopefully that's what it'll be.
And we heard that the boat was repainted and we have the new name. That was the team.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll see. See how that works.
All right, guys.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.